Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here, and welcome once again to a very snowy, wintry Peak District. Oh, I love it like this. It's amazing. So, I'm on the A57, which is the Snake Road, and I'm at a spot where there's a car park, a little lay-by, at the bottom of Birching Clough. You'll have to excuse the car in the background there. But there's a light dusting of snow about the place, and it looks really great. I'm just looking up Birching Clough now, and the river is quite full, streaming down. No river walking beyond this point, apparently, according to the sign. Spoil sports. So here at the Snake Woodlands in Lady Clough and Birching Clough, it's a beautiful alpine feeling pine forest. And I'm a sucker for a pine forest, I really am. So there's not a cloud in the sky today. And as I was driving over the hills, I noticed there is quite a lot of snow lying on Kinder Scout and Bleaklow. And we're going to head over Bleaklow today. Sorry about the wind. I'm trying to shelter you from the wind a little bit. But there's only my car here at the minute. I'm waiting for my friend Andy. The plan is today to walk up Lady Clough, up towards Doctor's Gate, along the Roman Road, along Devil's Dyke, up towards Bleaklow. And we're going to have a look for a wreckage of a plane up there near the summit trig point on Bleaklow. And then from there, depending on time and feeling in the legs, we may head across towards Bleaklow Stones and then possibly down Allport and across Birchin Moor. But we'll see how we go. Oh, crikey. It's absolutely fantastic this morning. I use that word quite a lot. Although I have been rationing that word because I think it should be kept for especially fantastic times. I know it's quite controversial, the presence of pine forests here. But as I said earlier, I'm a sucker for a pine forest. I just love the feel. I love being amongst pine trees. I'm led to believe that the water company, when they made the Ladybower Reservoir, which is just downstream from me here, the Birchin stream that's running just below me now in the tunnel, when it meets Lady Clough, it goes down to the Ashup Valley and it meets the River Ashup, which then flows into the Ladybower Reservoir. And that's a chain of three reservoirs there in the Upper Derwent Valley. There's the Ladybower, sorry, I'm quite cold. There's the Ladybower Reservoir, and then just above that there's the Derwent, and then there's the Howden at the very top. And the River Derwent flows into that from Swains Greave up there on Bleaklow. Where was I going with that? Yes. I'm led to believe that the water company planted the pine trees here as it helps with the cleanliness of the water. It helps to clean the water as it flows down into the rivers. As you can imagine, the rivers are quite mucky here, because basically all around me is just moors where there's a lot of peat, so the water's got quite an orange colour to it. Right. I'm going to go and get ready now. I'm going to put my boots on while I wait for Andy to arrive, and I'm going to pack my bag, get some more layers of clothes on actually, because it's absolutely freezing. Okay, right, I'll speak to you all again soon, and bye for now. Also, if you get this in the next few hours, it's now 9:39. Hopefully, if you can head on over to shareyouradventure.com, you'll be able to find my map, which will be live at the time, Peak District-Bleaklow. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon.